ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce our umpires for tonight's game, brought to you by Bob FM. Home plate umpire is Jared Neal, and on the bases, Frank Jones. And that's now it's time to introduce the starting lineup for the Charleston River Dogs. Carolina League affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, under manager Sean Smedley. Pitching coach Levi Romero, hitting coach Brent Schneider, and bench coach Ronnie Richardson. Athletic trainer is Haley Williams. Strength and conditioning coach is Gio Caramalo.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to SRP Park. Congratulations, you made it to Friday. And your reward is some good baseball between the Augusta Green Jackets and Charleston River Dogs. Here on the Tax Slayer pregame show, I'm Noah Adcock-Howith. Jackets have dropped back-to-back contests after picking up the series opening victory against the River Dogs. Green Jackets a 3-1 win on Tuesday before losing 9-6 Wednesday and 4-1 last night. Didier Fuentes was solid, 5 innings, 3 hits, or 3 runs, 1 earned. They took the loss as a Green Jacket offense tied their season high in leaving men on base. In terms of a 9-inning ball game, Green Jackets left on 11 and just could not quite find the ability to bring the runners home. Jackets struck out 14 times last night against a combination of Gary Gill-Hill, Alexander Alberto, and Herlene Rosario. Gill-Hill tight-roping out of a bases-loaded situation in the second. Rosario came in with 2 on and 1 out, walked the first, and then struck out the next 2. So Augusta's offense, much like Charleston's has been quite often this season, has been a bit suboptimal, especially in the key moments. These are two teams that are trying to find their offensive rhythm. The Green Jackets, bottom of the Carolina League in nearly every offensive category, and they're right neck and neck with the River Dogs. The one key advantage that Charleston has been the stolen base. Nobody in all of the single-A baseball has stolen more bags than Charleston. Bench coach Ronnie Richardson takes a big claim to that. He's the one that's doing the meeting at the plate tonight. Richardson is the bench coach, the base running coach, the first base coach, and the team is second in all of minor league baseball in stolen bases, 187 in 39 caught stealings. And they'll take on Harry Owen behind the plate, who has struggled keeping runners at bay against Owen on Wednesday. The River Dogs were 5 of 5 swiping bags. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on. It's a big piece, and it's an intriguing pitching matchup as Caden Morton takes on Chris Villeman. Villeman, a lefty out of North Carolina State, was flawless through the month of May, went from being a multi-inning reliever to being a closer or to being a starter at the end of the month. This will be his 10th appearance and 6th start. Villeman had the worst outing of his pro career last time out against the Lynchburg Hillcats, took his first loss of his career, just 1 inning, 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 strikeouts, and 1 home run. That was a very bad loss for the River Dogs. It got ugly quickly. And Charleston, despite a late offensive surge, couldn't get themselves going. The Green Jackets send Caden Morton to the hill, the converted outfielder in his first season of pitching. Morton this year between the FCL and the single-A Green Jackets, 0-3 with a 6.55 ERA. Struggled out of the pen last time out against Salem. Took a rough loss in his last start 2 weeks ago against the Hillcats. 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Very similar to Lynchburg, Charleston runs out a lefty-heavy lineup. Just 2 true right-handers in the lineup against the righty Morton. Charleston has a total of 3 lefties and 4 switch hitters on this roster ready to go against the Green Jackets. Don't be fooled. Green Jacket in the name, but Augusta is in red and blue tonight. Charleston back in their road gray-on-gray uniforms. Thought they might triple up on the Hill City alternates after back-to-back victories, but the team in red is your hometown organization. Green Jackets trying to get back on the winning side and even up the series at 2 apiece here on a Friday night. And we'll send it down field side for the singing of the national anthem and be right back with baseball from SRP Park.
Please welcome Shelby Dyer.
Strike.
Back-to-back victories for the River Dogs, and they're looking to make it three in a row. Charleston has won 5 out of 8 against Augusta this season, all of which have been played here at SRP Park. A gorgeous Friday night for baseball along the Savannah River. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth, and if you weren't with us for the pregame show, let me be the first to welcome you into the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Green Jackets sending Caden Morton to the hill against the following lineup. Carlos Colmenares leading off for the River Dogs, hitting and playing third. Adrian Santana back in the lineup at short. John Diaz in right, Angel Mateo in center. And Anderson Delgado, the DH, after catching yesterday. Delgado a home run over the wall and another one that hit the high fence in right field. Noah Myers in the lineup in left. Raudales Martinez at first, hitting seventh for the second day in a row. Brian Brecker's behind the dish, so all three catchers on this roster are active today for Sean Smedley. And a Dallas Paguero, the second baseman, rounds out the order. Caden Morton, his first year as a pitcher, spent 4 seasons in the organization as an outfielder, now making that conversion. Morton this year across two levels, 0-3 with a 6.55 ERA in 7 games and 5 starts. He's 0-1 in 4 games, 2 of which have come out of the pen for the Green Jackets, allowing 10 earned runs in 10 innings. So an ERA right at 9. Walks have been an issue for Morton at times, more so out of the pen than as a starter. Fastball, slider, and changeup for Caden Morton, and you will very rarely see that slider. Fastball has good carry at the top of the zone, 91 to 93. Sharp slider as well, and he'll face a whole bunch of lefties going toe-to-toe with Charleston's lineup. 4 lefties, 3 switch hitters, and 2 righties for the men in gray. Green Jackets in the Braves BuzzFest red uniforms. That affiliation between Atlanta and Augusta continues to grow, and we'll talk plenty about what that's going to entail as the Green Jackets on Sunday have finally announced who their starter is going to be. And we've got a major league rehabber coming down from Atlanta's organization for the first time since joining this system back in 2021. Few rain spots in the afternoon. The clouds have cleared up. We've got just a little bit of blue above center field. 87 degrees and overcast with a very light breeze coming in from right field. Once again, trying to get going just a little bit early. And Caden Morton will face Carlos Colmenares to begin the evening. First pitch at 7:04 is chopped foul down the right field line. Fastball in on the hands of 92. And we're underway at SRP Park. Faith and family night at the ballpark. A strong Friday evening crowd. Whole bunch of youngsters down the left field line on the berm in foul territory. 0-1 slider popped up into shallow right field. That's Robert Gonzalez coming in. Has plenty of time, plenty of space, and uses the continuum to make a catch. One up, one down. Colmenares retired against Morton. Green Jacket defense. Noah Williams in left. Cade Kern in center with Isaiah Drake getting a day off. And Robert Gonzalez in right. Sanchez, McGee, Olsovsky, and Celedonio at first. Left to right in the infield. And Harry Owen behind the plate for the second time in 4 games. Adrian Santana first pitch swinging the same way Colmenares was. And he hooks a fastball down the right field line. Santana a day off yesterday in 2 ball games played this week. He's 1-for-10. Couple strikeouts and an RBI. Highest ranked prospect in the Rays system that's on this roster. He sees the fastball on the inside corner, 0-2. Santana, the number 6 prospect in the system. Drafted 31st overall last summer out of Doral Academy in Florida. Off speed misses in 1-2. Morton's been better as a starter than as a reliever, getting a chance to settle in. This is his second start at home. Last one went an inning and a third before a second rain delay bounced him out of the ballgame. Speaking of bouncing the curveball, hopping into the chest protector of Harry Owen, Santana's battled back to even the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes as Morton looks to guide himself through a first inning. From the windup, fastball is driven out into center field. Cade Kern came in, now rumping back just a little bit. And Kern makes the play. 2 flyouts and 2 up, 2 down. John Diaz hitting in the 3 spot once again. He's in right field for the 3rd consecutive ballgame. Also played center and can DH as well. Hitting 259 on the season with a couple home runs. His 2nd of the season came back on Wednesday. River Dogs have homered in both of their victories. Left the yard here at SRP Park. Diaz out in front of the off-speed, 0-1. Charleston now has 6 home runs in their last 9 games played. They had been neck and neck at the bottom of the rankings. There we go. In home runs among the 12-team Carolina League. Slider in 1-1. Charleston left the yard 27 times in 71 games. Green Jackets just a bit below that. 1-1, driven out to center field. Kern was playing deep. He's fading towards the warning track and runs that one down. Kern and Gonzalez get a couple different chances in the first. It's a 1-2-3 start to the night for Caden Morton. Chris Villeman has the ball for the River Dogs, and Augusta will get their first look at him as a starter this season when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets altering their lineup a little bit tonight. Isaiah Drake's out, so Cam McGee's leading off. Sanchez in the two-hole. Verdung a day off yesterday. He's DHing and hitting third. Cade Kern, Jeremy Celedonio, Harry Owen in the middle with Williams, Olsowski, and Gonzalez rounding it out against Chris Villeman. Ninth-round pick back in 22 out of NC State. Missed all of last year with injury. Started this season with a perfect month of May. 16 innings, no runs allowed in May. This will be start number 6 on the year. First pitch to Cam McGee evades the outside corner at 90. Villeman has a fastball, slider, and changeup according to the game notes. And the fastball has a bit of natural cut to it as well. McGee, the lefty, one-on-one, and ball two is thrown. Back-to-back fastballs cutting beyond the outside corner. Green Jackets have had their difficulties against left-handed pitchers, lost 6 consecutive starts with left-handed opposition. McGee fouls it right back, was on the heater, and took a gargantuan cut. Green Jackets hitting an even 200 on this season, but against lefties, 146. McGee himself trying to snap an 0-for-16 to start the season against southpaws. Villeman's 2-1. Misses inside, took some off a little bit. It stayed on the inner edges. It's ball 3. McGee 1-for-8 in a couple games played. Does have a walk and stole a base in one of the 2 times he got gone. 3-1 from Chris Villeman. It swung on and popped up down the left field line and out of play. Both Brecker and Sanchez give a little bit of a look. Quickly into the seats that are packed down the left field line. A lot of groups in that corner. A good crowd all the way around. Villeman's worked the count full on the leadoff man, Cam McGee. Infield shifts him to pole. Lefty on lefty. Villeman from the windup. Payoff pitch. Is swung on, tipped into the mitt. It's strike 3, and McGee sent the bat flying towards the River Dog dugout. Ended up on and into the Charleston dugout, and you had a couple guys toss that in, exchanging some words and some angry looks, but nothing more than that. McGee was a bit late on the fastball. It's a strikeout swinging. Lost the bat in the process. Luis Sanchez on a red-hot week so far, 8-for-13, 3 straight multi-hit games. Can't take him out of the lineup right now. Sanchez first pitch swinging, flares the fastball out. Sanchez hits righties better than lefties, but the average against left-handed hitters has been better over the last few ball games. Villeman, the 0-1, popped up into shallow center field. A bit of a late break from Angel Mateo, but plenty of time to recover. 2 up, 2 down. Noah Myers, Angel Mateo, and John Diaz make up your outfield. Carlos Colmenares at third, Adrian Santana at short. It's a Dallas Baguero at second with Raul Dalys Martinez playing first. Brian Brecker gets his second start of the week, and it's his first one behind the plate. So we've now seen all three catchers get at least one look behind the dish. Wilbur Dung DHing after being off yesterday. Takes a fastball on the outside corner. Verdung had played in 9 consecutive ball games, and in this stretch where there's a whole lot of baseball to be played without much downtime, was good to get him a day off yesterday. 0-1 slider below the knees evens up the count. Villeman will use the fastball up and use the natural cut to his advantage. Spins the slider and bounces the changeup often below the knees. Changeup fading away from Verdung there, 1-2. Will Verdung will use his timeout, adjust the batting gloves as Villeman's already set and ready on the stretch. From the third base side of the rubber, trying to retire the side in order. 1-2 to Verdung. Fastball upstairs. Verdung holds the hands back from threatening the zone. Outfield shaded away from the respective lines in the corners. A lot of room down the left field line with Noah Myers out there. 2-2 bounces in on the off-speed. Count goes full for the second batter out of 3. Verdung's patience has been his calling card over the last few weeks. On-base percentage over .450 in the month of June. Trying to be the first base runner for either side here in the first inning. 3-2 pitch. Fastball below the zone. Ball 4. Verdung draws the walk. He's got the runner against the lefty Villeman. That's just the 3rd walk of the year in 32 innings for Chris Villeman. Very few free passes issued this season. The last one came against Down East on June 15th. In the zone at nearly all opportunities. First pitch to Cade Kern, and Kern's underneath it. Cade back in the cleanup spot today. Had his 4th home run of the season yesterday, the only run scored by the Green Jackets in a 4-1 loss. Verdung with that walk extends his on-base streak to 22 straight games. Verdung is going right in the face. It's ripped back up the middle. Paguero stabs at it. He was covering the bag. It short hops into the mitt of Martinez. So with a runner in motion, the second baseman, Paguero, sprinting up towards the center. That's how he got to the baseball, and it was hit so hard that there was no chance for Kern to make it to first base. A well-struck out number 3 to end the inning. Green Jackets and River Dogs trade zeros in the first, and we'll be right back here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Caden Morton got 3 outs in the air and 3 batters in the first. Charleston went down in quick succession. Mateo Delgado and Myers 4-5-6 due up for the Dogs. Fastball heavy diet for Caden Morton. Mixed in the slider and the splitter as well. And he'll see a righty for the first time tonight. Angel Mateo leading off the second. And the slider finds the top of the zone at 79. Angel 2-for-10 in 3 games played. 3 strikeouts and a walk. Got lifted early on Tuesday. Breaking ball, same spot, same call, right at the letters. Your home plate umpire tonight is Jared Neal. Frank Jones is out in the field. Neal a bit more hitter-friendly on Wednesday than his counterpart Frank Jones has been in 2 games. 0-2 slider, Mateo goes chasing. And 3 pitches, 3 strikes for Caden Morton's first punch out of the day. 3 straight breaking balls, 2 dropping into the top of the zone. Mateo couldn't pull the trigger. Then he gets him to chase on the outside. If you're going to sequence 3 straight off-speed pitches, can't do it much better than that, especially the first time through the order. Enderson Delgado, a multi-hit day yesterday, 2 for 8 with 4 strikeouts this week. A homer and a double off the fence. Chops it down the third baseline. Nobody's playing there. It takes an awkward bounce right on the cutoff and stays in fair territory. A swinging bunt for Enderson Delgado. Morton let it go. He really wouldn't have had a play anyway. And Delgado is the first base runner for the Dawgs. Sanchez, the third baseman, was shaded away from the bag, playing the lefty to pull, as Delgado often does. But that time, just placed perfectly, if accidentally. 1 out, single. Noah Myers back in the lineup for the third time in 4 games. Hard hit down the right field line. A fair ball past the dive of Celedonio and into the corner. Delgado on his horse over to third. Myers in standing at second. The throw comes flailing in towards second base. It's a 1 out double for Noah Myers. And there's 2 men in scoring position early in the second. Myers roping that one down the right field line. Keeping it just inside the bag, but past the glove of Celedonio. You don't see it first base very often. Just his second game at first this season, but that's not a play that any normal first baseman makes. Corners in, middle back for Raul Dalys Martinez at first for the second game in a row. Hard hit down the right field line, same exact spot, same exact swing, will score 2. Martinez cruising into second base. Now he's going to round and go for third. The throw evades the first cutoff, double cut, throw in, not in time. 2 RBI triple. Single, double, triple in back-to-back-to-back batters, and the River Dawgs get on the board against Morton early. Middle of the order, barreling things up time and again against Caden Morton. Celedonio was in, went diving again to his left, and again it goes into the corner. Gonzalez had a bit of trouble digging it out, and that's what allowed Martinez, who looked content to stop at second as he rounded first, able to go on to third ahead of the throw. Man at third, 1 out, 2 in. Morton out of the windup, a slider misses the outside. Brecker's second game of the week, first as a catcher. Went 2 for 4 with 3 RBIs and a walk in the win on Wednesday. Slider on the outside corner. They're going to peel on the swing, and Frank Jones says he went around. Looked like it had the spot in the zone. Jared Neal says no, but Frank Jones gives the call to Morton anyway. 1-1 pitch for Morton. Third straight slider. Morton using that breaking ball to full effect. Left a couple of them up to back-to-back lefties, and Myers and Martinez making him pay. Charleston an early 2-0 lead, trying to create a big inning here before the Green Jackets even get their second at bats. Fastball high at 90, ball 3. First base is open for Brecker. 3 balls and a strike. Morton misses low with the fastball. That's ball 4, and 4 consecutive men have reached. You see Morton losing a little bit of that composure and the confidence. Single, double, triple, walk. If there was ever a better way to set the table for a gigantic inning, that's exactly what you're looking for. Men in the corners, 1 out for Adalys Peguero after Mateo struck out swinging to start the inning. All the offense began on that swinging bunt. Delgado got the good bounce on the lip down the third base line. Looked like it was going to roll foul off the bat, hit that, and then bounce back towards the fair territory. He got to third on Myers' double, and both of them scored on the triple from Raul Dalys Martinez. 9-man Adalys Peguero getting his first look at Caden Morton. Morton back out of the stretch. Peguero shows bunt. The fastball misses inside. Green Jackets had a trio of roster moves today. First and foremost, Jose Marcano going on the developmental list, so he's still here and will be serving as the bullpen catcher for the time being, but no longer active or eligible. Morton, a deep breath, and will pick over, checking on the runner, a close play. Celedonio with a snap tag, not in time. Brecker was leaning just a little bit. He's 6 of 9 stealing this season. But the Green Jackets adding two pitchers from the Florida Complex League in Anthony Garcia and Albert Rivas to help out the bullpen, which has seen a lot of usage this week. And Caden Morton still trying to get out of the second inning. 2-0 on Peguero. Coaching staff sent Marcano down to the bullpen already during the meeting between Owen and Morton. Nobody moving for the moment, though. Two looks at first. A long hold, and now Morton delivers. 2-0 breaking ball off the inside corner, and Morton a wry smile. We mentioned that Neal has a hitter-friendly zone behind the plate. Can be tight, especially around the in and outside parts of the plate. More narrow than it is short and tall. Peguero could walk the bases loaded, see if he has the green light on 3-0. He does not, but he doesn't need to. Fastball bounces in, the bases are loaded. 5 through 9 in the order, all reaching in their first look against Caden Morton. After a rapidly paced first, the wheels in danger of falling all the way off in the second. That brings pitching coach Elvin Nina to the plate. Nina headed out to the mound along with Harry Owen. Second meeting, first involving a coach in this inning. LJ McDonough standing up and stretching. Rivas threw yesterday in the FCL, so not likely to see him for the next couple of days. Garcia's on 4 days of rest, and it would be a shock to see Anthony Garcia not get the ball at some point tonight. Green Jackets also made another slightly more exciting announcement that on Sunday, former Braves righty Ian Anderson will be making a rehab appearance and getting the start against these River Dogs. His first appearance at the full season level since 2022. Carlos Colmenares hitting for the second time. He bounces it foul down the right field corner. Colmenares popped up to shallow right field his last time up. Bases loaded, one out and two runs in the inning. River Dogs leading 2-0 in the second. Three hits and two walks, all in quick succession off of Caden Morton. A deep breath from the righty. He fires in the off speed and misses inside. Winston Sawyer not happy with that. You can see him on the front step of the dugout. But this is what Neal has a reputation for. 1-1 curve, misses low and inside. Colmenares able to hold the hands back. And this season at this level, where walks have been up across the Carolina League, certainly a different look to see a tight zone. Fastball fired back by Colmenares was right on the heater at 90. Morton was up to 94-95 in the FCL. He's been 89-92 in a Green Jacket uniform. Drafted back in 2019 as an outfielder. This offseason was the first full conversion he had to the mound. Continued that transition into extended spring training, then a few starts in the Florida Complex League before being deemed ready to show face in the Green Jacket uniform. 2-2, popped up to right field. Got some carry to it. Gonzalez back in front of the warning track. That'll be deep enough to score the run. The throw comes into third. It's a strong one, but it ends up short. And that throw over to third allows Peguero to speed up to second. Martinez comes home as the third run of the inning. Sack fly for Colmenares. His first RBI of the week. RBI number 21 on the year for Carlos. 3-0 River Dogs. And two men in scoring position. Gonzalez got all the way behind the ball. Throw was offline towards the outfield side of third base. And Adrian Santana is the eighth man to hit here in the second. Two men still in scoring position. The outfield coming in on Santana. Fastball high and outside. Ball one. Deep breath for Morton. It's been a long inning. 1-0 fastball. Off the end of the bat. Right center field. Kern and Gonzalez going over. It's Cade Kern on the run to make the catch. Ball's carrying tonight in the humid atmosphere. Charleston, three straight hits and five straight men reach. River Dogs up 3-0. An early cushion for Chris Villeman.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
After being retired in order in the first, the Green Jackets allowing three runs to the River Dogs in the top of inning number two. Jackets worked a two-out walk from Will Verdung, but nothing further. Cade Kern retired on a scorching hot ground ball, ending the bottom half. It's Celedonio, Owen, and Williams against Chris Villeman. 5-6-7 against the Southpaw, who walked just his third batter in 32 innings against Will Verdung. Jeremy Celedonio, 0-4 on Tuesday, has not played either of the last two nights. Takes a first pitch slider around the outside corner, nothing in one. Looked like it came in through the back door from our angle. It's a sideways wind up for Villeman. In on the hands of Celedonio. And right at our feet, just above the facing of the press box. Rattled around and made its way into the suite next door. 0-2 quickly on Celedonio. Villeman rarely wastes time on the mound. And he gets the change up for strike three. Celedonio's the second strikeout victim of the evening. And both of the punchouts have led off their respective frames. Harry Owen trying to put one in play for the first time this inning. Backstop hitting six today, and he continues to platoon with Jacob Godman. Lefty-righty matchup, and Owen takes the fastball high. Green Jackets have McGee and Gonzalez, 1-9 respectively in terms of left-handers against the lefty in the lineup. Also have a switch hitter in Noah Williams. Change-up out, ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Harry Owen, who's put some good swings on the baseball as of late. Shown some decent patience as well. 2-0 fastball misses high. Chris Villeman trying to find the zone. Any more walks tonight, and it's the first outing of his professional career in which he walks more than one batter. And the fact that it took until this point is impressive enough as it is. Owen taking all the way. It's a fastball right in the center of the zone. Noah Williams on deck. Time is called. There's a baseball on the field. That's what happens when you have kids on the berm here at SRP. Green Jacket Youth Summer Camp wrapped up this morning, and a handful of now camp alumni made their way to the ballgame. It's turned out to be a nice night for them to be here. 3-1 count on Harry Owen, waving the hands dangerously above the head. And a three-quarter swing got fooled on what would have been ball four. Looked just above the letters, and Owen started the hands quickly, couldn't stop them, and they just flew through the heart of the zone. Three balls and two strikes on Owen. Villeman's battled back. And Harry files it off. Really the same exact spot, just a bit further towards home plate. McGee, Verdung, and now Owen have all put together good at-bats. Pitch number seven, and Owen's down swinging. Harry Owen late on the fastball, so the inability to hold back on ball four does cost him. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the second. Nothing keeps the momentum on your side after a multi-run inning like a 1-2-3 stoppage in the back half. Villeman's two-thirds of the way there, and the switch-hitting left fielder Noah Williams checks in from the right side. Williams over top of the off-speed, nothing in one. Noah's 0-10 with 5 strikeouts against left-handed pitching so far this season. Has worked one walk, the only time he's been on base against the southpaw. Off the outside corner with the changeup, 1-1. Philemon, the type of arm who, when he settles in and has a lead, there's efficiency, and he just paints up the corners. Called a strike around the outside edge. Came back towards the corner, 1-2. Just pestering the fringes of the zone, forcing you to beat yourself at the plate. 1-2 to Williams. Able to get the hands around in the nick of time. Fastball is 90-91 for Chris Villeman. But the consistent usage of those secondary pitches makes the velocity on the fastball play up. You saw Owen late on a couple high fastballs. Williams just in the nick of time to stay afloat there. Another 1-2 from Villeman. Over the top of the off-speed. Williams down swinging. Chris Villeman punches out the side in order. And a 3-0 lead has the chance to grow further in the third for Charleston against Caden Morton.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Caden Morton returns for the third, allowed 3 runs on 5 straight base runners in the top of the second against the River Dogs. Charleston a chance to really break this game open early. And the momentum firmly on their side as Chris Villeman struck out the side in order in the second. Got Celedonio, Owen, and Williams all swinging in quick succession. John Diaz was the only man not to hit in the second for the River Dogs. And he'll lead off the third. Diaz lined out to center field in his first at bat. Second look in 3 innings against Caden Morton. Righty on lefty. The slider is bounced straight back. A short hop and towards the backstop from Diaz. John Diaz starting this year in high A Bowling Green. Made his way back down to Charleston. Has been swinging a hot bat ever since. Off speed out 1-1. Morton would desperately give for a quick inning. Lined into right, falling quickly. Gonzalez charging on and lays out for a brilliant catch. Robert Gonzalez had a beat on it the whole way. Never took his eyes off and sliding extra for good measure. Retires Diaz for out number one. Angel Mateo is the only strikeout victim of the game so far for the River Dogs through 12 hitters. Morton retired him on 3 straight sliders. Off-speed number 4 is on the inside corner. Good frame from Owen on the inner edges. Mateo straight up and down, barely a bend in the knees from the right-handed batter's box. Another slider, another called strike. Morton shakes once, then gets the yes on the second sign. Rocks into the windup and bounces the breaking ball low, 1-2. Mateo adjusts the dark blue helmet, ready to go, trying to stay alive on the 1-2. Morton's delivery is another slider and a swing and a miss. Angel Mateo down on strikes in back-to-back ABs and back-to-back innings. 2 up, 2 down in the third. Here's Enderson Delgado. Delgado taking his place in the left-handed batter's box. Was the first base runner of the night for the River Dogs with a swinging bunt single. Seeing eye down the third base line, and came around to score on the RBI triple from Raudales Martinez. Fastball tipped into the mitt up to 92, fading away from the bat of the left-hander Delgado. Henderson, the DH today, has caught two of the first four games of the week and in the lineup three out of four times. And on the hands a little bit, narrowly missed that one. Gonzalez to his right, a 1-2-3 inning. Exactly what Morton was looking for in the bounce back. And now the Green Jackets will still try to solve with the bottom of their order against Chris Villeman.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Chris Villeman struck out the side in order in the second, got a lead, and put it on cruise control. Villeman has been fantastic all season long, and coming after a rare rough start from him last week, it's been a bounce-back outing already. Olsowski, Gonzalez, and McGee, a righty and two lefties against Villeman, 8-9-1 in the order. Joe Olsowski leading off the bottom of the third, and he takes a change-up below the zone. Olsowski 1-for-8 with four strikeouts in two games played this week. Joe was at first yesterday. He's at second today. Over top of the changeup, 1-1. Olsowski has hit lefties better than righties, 353 compared to 158 on the season. He's 183 overall. And on the hands with the fastball, that cut heater running towards the body, 1-2. It is not a true cutter. It's held with a four-seam grip from Villeman. But it gets some natural cut on the baseball, and it already had some ride at the top of the zone. The more Villeman gets stretched out, the more that cut comes into play. Makes him harder and harder to barrel up. 1-2 to Olsowski. Outside. Looked like the changeup fading out of the hand. Evens the count at twos. Green Jackets have one base runner and no hits through two plus. 2-2. In the dirt with a changeup. Good take from Olsowski. He just seems to see the secondary pitches so much better when they're coming out of a left-handed slot. Right-on-right sliders especially have been his trouble. See what he can do on the full count against Villeman. Payoff pitch, fouled back. On those 3-2 counts, Villeman has often gone to a high fastball, especially against righties. Right around the letters, too close to take, but very hard to square up. A lot of swings and misses or weak foul balls. Seventh pitch of the AB is the changeup, and it's downstairs. First multi-walk outing of the career for Chris Villeman, who was drafted in 22 and did not throw. Missed all of last year with injury. Got activated off the IL on May 2nd and hasn't looked back. Told you at the beginning, across five outings in the month of May, 16 innings, 8 hits, 18 strikeouts, no runs or walks. Flawless. Robert Gonzalez, the last man to see the lefty. He takes a fastball on the inner third. Gonzalez, 2-for-8 with 5 strikeouts this week, was 0-for-4 with the Golden Sombrero yesterday. Beauty of baseball, right back in the lineup, a chance to atone. Takes the slider below the knees, able to stop the hands. Brecker wants the appeal. Bat barely left the shoulder of Gonzalez, but you can never be too certain. Jared Neal happy to oblige, and Frank Jones confirming that it was ball one. Olsovsky a sizable lead at first. Villeman will pick over. Olsovsky read it well. Villeman was leaning, as lefties often do with that leg lift move. So Olsovsky could read the momentum of the body before Villeman fully committed to first base and was back in quickly. 1-1 on Gonzalez coming to the plate this time. It's hit hard into right center field, and it will split the gap and get down. All the way to the wall it rolls. Olsovsky steaming around third. He'll score. Gonzalez heading into third himself, and Robert Gonzalez with an RBI triple. Gotta love production at the bottom of the order. Robert Gonzalez, with his third hit in his last three games, gets the Green Jackets on the board. It's 3-1. Got something in the middle of the zone and turned upon it. Gonzalez's approach against lefties light years ahead of where it was in April. Infield comes in with nobody out. On Cam McGee, back to the top of the order for the Jackets. McGee takes the sliding pitch high. Cam struck out on a foul tip where he accidentally tossed his bat into the River Dog dugout. Has the batting gloves and a new coat of pine tar on the stick and ahead 1-0. Villeman from the stretch misses the outside corner by a margin of millimeters. Two balls and no strikes. We appreciate you bearing with us all week. We've had a few technical difficulties, especially with our center field camera, so we're primarily going with the high home. McGee takes a fastball in the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. Hope to have the center field camera up and running in the next couple days. Certainly by Ian Anderson's rehab start on Sunday is the goal. 2-1. McGee a check swing. Another question of appeal from Brecker, and Jones again says he did not go. 3-1. It'll be Anderson against Santiago Suarez out of the rotation for Charleston. Charleston's officially TBD tomorrow. Waiting to see who that's going to be. Green Jackets have Garrett Bauman on the mound. 3-1 to McGee, right at the top of the zone, maybe a bit above, and McGee spins it out of play. That's what we talk about when we say ride on the fastball. It almost looks like it's jumping up out of the hand and rising. Start it up. Keep it up. It doesn't matter how hard you throw. It's near impossible to lay off and to catch up on. Plenty of guys have made that a living. 3-2 pitch to McGee. Popped up on the infield. To the left side, Santana and Colmenares both giving it a look. Shortstop's the field general. He makes the catch. 0-for-2 day for Cam McGee so far. One on, one out, one in for Luis Sanchez. Gonzalez's triple, the only hit of the night so far for the Green Jackets. Winston Sawyer is deeply in the ear of Robert Gonzalez at third. Not sure what he's telling him here, but it's certainly something worth monitoring. Carlos Colmenares is right next to the bag at third in case something goes down. Sanchez popped up to center field his last time up. He takes a breaking ball below the knees. Brecker blocks it and keeps it close. Sanchez 8-for-14 with an RBI this week, been setting the table quite a bit. One, lined into shallow center, falling quickly. It will drop in front of Mateo for an RBI single. Four-game hit streak for Luis Sanchez, and he brings it back to within one run. Two runs home in the bottom of the third for Augusta. Wearing the Braves BuzzFest jerseys today, the Green Jackets looking good in red to start. That's RBI number 22 on the season for Sanchez. It brings pitching coach Levy Romero out to the mound. It's Wilver Dung at the plate with the tying run at first, as Romero brings all of the infield in. Jared Neal out to break up the conversation, making sure everybody is ready to rock. Verdung walked and was stranded at first in inning number one, was the first base runner of the day for the Green Jackets. Third walk of the season for Villamont, who, much like Morton, has seen his pitch count rise a little bit more than he'd like early in a game. Sanchez a short lead. First pitch comes in and hit Verdung right on the kneecap. That's the kind of sound you don't want to hear. Slider came in and it popped right off the bone. Could hear the bounce all the way up here. Verdung walking halfway down the row into first. Now he'll give it a brief jog. And that's one that smarts. Verdung hands on his knees. Trying to go for the backdoor slider, and Verdung waves off any attention from athletic trainer Tommy Adams. Talking with Connor Justice, still trying to stretch it out. That'll leave a welt in the morning. Two on and one out for Cade Kern. Kern barreled a ground ball back up the middle. Paguero was shifted there and retired him last time up. First pitch to Kern has popped up down the right field line. Another strong swing. The Green Jackets are getting their A swings off against Villamont. Gonzalez had the triple. That's been the only real attempt to show for it in terms of a pure power swing. Sanchez a more contact-oriented approach. Line one up the middle. Two on, one out. 0-1 to Cade Kern. He's out in front of the changeup. Good time to take something off for Villamont. Ahead 0-2 on the Green Jacket cleanup man. Cade Kern's in center tonight. Fifth game he's played in center field this season. Kern and Robert Gonzalez have seen time in center when Drake's not out there. 0-2. Good take below the zone. Villamont's up to 53 pitches, 31 strikes through two and two-thirds. Caden Morton needed 41 to get through his first three innings, but a lot of early contact against Morton. 1-2. Fouled down the right field line once again. Well struck by Kern. Got a fastball high and outside. That rise at the top, trying to get on time. Got some Sean Doolittle in him from Villamont. Fastball slider mix. Uses both almost equally. A lot of fastballs at the top of the zone. On the ground to third, chance for two. Colmenares, Paguero over to first, and Martinez gets the stretch. Villamont uses the twin killing to get out of danger, but the Green Jackets get back on and into this ballgame on the scoreboard for the first time with an RBI triple from Gonzalez and single from Sanchez. 3-2 after three. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. It's a one-run game after a two-run bottom of the third for the Green Jackets. 3-2 lead for Charleston, still holding tight, and they'll look to get at least one of those runs back, if not more, against Caden Morton in the fourth. Myers, Martinez, and Brecker all reached on a double, triple, and walk, respectively, in the second. Noah Myers leading off inning number four against Caden Morton, and Morton bounces in the off-speed. Seeing more sliders than splitters tonight for Caden Morton. A lot of breaking balls, in fact, to both sides of the plate. Fastball chopped off the front foot of Myers, 1-1. Will Verdun continuing to walk around in the dugout, stretch out that knee. Wore a hit-by-pitch on a slider that hit right off the bone. Slider low and in, ball two. Verdun already DHing tonight, so a good day if it has to happen. Can get some looks on the bench before going back out to swing. He has some time. Stroke down the right field line once again off the bat of Myers, and that goes all the way to the wall. Myers screaming his way into second. Gonzalez's throw is late. It gets past McGee and all the way to third base for Sanchez. Leadoff double for Noah Myers, his second in as many at-bats. Raudales Martinez had the two RBI triple in the second that got the Dogs on the board. He would score on a sac fly from Colmenares shortly after. And that sac fly appears to be the difference at the moment. Now we've got an issue down the right field line. Gonzalez trying to figure out what the problem is. Looks like something got out of the Easy Go Picnic patio down the right field corner and onto the field of play. So somebody out of the Charleston bullpen has to go recover that. There's always some form of debris on the field here. It just feels like it. Big chance for the River Dogs to strike once again. First pitch swinging. Olsovsky is diving stop to his right from his knees to Celedonio for the out. Olsovsky's defense continues to be impressive no matter where in the infield he plays. Myers moves over to third, but a big out number one comes through. Brecker walked and was stranded at third in the second. Brian Brecker, the catcher out of Michigan State, looking for his first official AB of the day. Infield coming in. They'll try to cut down Brecker if they can't. Myers, good speed at third, runs very well. Off-speed misses high and tight. Ball one on Brecker. Very high on base percentage for the backstop. He's out in front of the slider, 1-1. Brecker hitting 177 on the year. It has an on-base percentage over 320. Seems to draw walk after walk after walk. In the dirt, good block from Harry Owen, ball two. Brecker this year, 22 walks in 35 games. Has 8 steals when he can get himself on. Been hit by a handful of pitches as well. Not one to flinch out of the way very often. Pops the fastball up and out over his own dugout on the first base side, 2-2. The final late arrivals seem to have arrived. It's a packed house here at SRP Park. Slider again in the dirt, and again Owen cleans it up. Ball three. Morton trying to make sure that breaking ball doesn't hang. And in the process, he's bounced the last two, trying to entice Brecker to swing. These are the top two teams by attendance in the Carolina League. Charleston almost always at the top, but the Green Jacket faithful have been in waves this season. Another slider in the dirt. Brecker never even thought about obliging. Back-to-back walks for Brian Brecker in two PAs. Men at the corners for Adalys Peguero. It's Morton's third walk in 3 1/3. And now there's somebody going down to the bullpen. Looks like one of the newcomers in Anthony Garcia who's headed that direction. Adalys Peguero batting from the left side. Short lead at first. Runner started and stopped. It's a safety squeeze. Morton with the glove flip. The tag is not in time. Perfectly placed down the first base line. A safety squeeze. You don't see many of those at this level. Sean Smedley pumping his fist in the third base coaching box. Morton did everything he could, but Myers speeding down the line. It's an RBI on the sack bunt for Peguero, and he reaches on the fielder's choice. 4-2 River Dogs in the fourth. Went for the glove flip. That was only Morton's chance. And even then, not quite in time. Hard to get a lot of velocity behind those when you can't get a hand on it. Carlos Colmenares in for the third time in four innings. Fastball on the inside corner, 0-1. Morton's velocity dropping off just a little bit. 88-89 now. Long look out at second at Brian Brecker. Brecker dancing back and forth. The 0-1 to Colmenares comes in. And time is called dead ball, and they're going to say that did hit the helmet of Colmenares. Sean Smedley coming down, talking immediately with Colmenares. Not sure what his question is. Athletic trainer Haley Williams out as well just to make sure. Looked like it skimmed off the very top of the helmet. Jared Neal behind the plate saying he was indeed hit. That was the only contact that he heard rather than anything involving the bat, and the bases are going to be loaded. Small ball continues to work for the River Dogs. They've drawn walks time and again, including 11 in the win on Wednesday. Three free passes and a hit by pitch. Couple in the sack fly and the sack bunt this inning. Charleston just frustrating the Green Jacket defense. Elvin Nina and Connor Justice, the pitching and infield coaches respectively, can only look on and pray that their substantial pregame work with all of these players has been enough to combat the tide. Bases loaded for Adrian Santana, who's lined out to center field twice. Big pull shift against him. In on the hands, fouled back. There's a force everywhere. Celedonio, the first baseman, is just inside the bag. Sanchez even with the bag at third. Olsovsky swung into the four hole, trying to protect for any base hit potential, and Cam McGee is behind second base. Fastball low and in, 1-1. A deep breath for Caden Morton. A lot of traffic on the bases tonight against him. 1-1 slider in on the hands, and Santana out in front hooks it towards his dugout, 1-2. Brecker at third, Paguero at second, and Colmenares at first. A walk, a sack bunt, where he reached safely, and the Colmenares hit by pitch. Slider on the ground to second. Olsovsky's going to have to hurry. McGee has no chance. Tries to look over at third, but Sanchez wasn't ready for the throw. Santana would have beat out the throw, so none come. It's a fielder's choice. Santana brings the run home. Brecker scores. Colmenares out at second for the second out of the inning. And Paguero over to third. Men at the corners, two outs. And the River Dogs have gotten the two runs right back, as they've so often done. Give up two. See two of their own. The lead's back up to three. It's 5-2. And Charleston still has a man in scoring position. John Diaz, the seventh man to hit here in the fourth. 0-2 with two lineouts. Runner going on the first pitch. Fastball's low and in. Owen has no chance to throw. Santana gets the stolen bag. He's in safely. Adrian is now 29 of 33. That didn't take long at all, 1-0. Right at the 8 o'clock hour, Morton in on the hands, bounced softly to first base. Celedonio waits back, steps on the bag, and crosses over just ahead of John Diaz. River Dogs manufacture a pair. Use the free passes to their advantage and able to work a couple of extra things of their own volition. 5-2 game. Green Jackets coming back, trying to add more against Villeman and get back into this game once again.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
what am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
4 runs on 5 hits for the River Dogs. 2 runs on 2 hits for the Green Jackets. Couple of walks for each pitcher. High pitch counts already through 4. Augusta has Celedonio, Owen, and Williams. Due up 5, 6, 7. Each getting their second look at the southpaw, Chris Villeman. Green Jackets got an RBI triple from Robert Gonzalez. RBI single from Luis Sanchez to get on the board. Jeremy Celedonio, first pitch swinging on the ground to shortstop. Santana, a high throw in time to Martinez. 1 pitch, 1 out. Celedonio attacking early. You don't see him put many balls on the ground. Slightly out in front of the off-speed pitch. That's the kind of efficiency both of these pitchers have been missing more often than not this week. And this game especially. Owen struck out swinging his first time up. Taking all the way. Gets a called strike at the letters. After a 1 pitch out number 1, you knew he was more likely than not going to see at least a single pitch. Now behind a strike and no balls, and the fastball coming back to the inside corner and a bit further off, 1-1. Started on the inner edge and cut its way towards the belt. Infield plays Owen, shifted to pull. Change up off the corner, 2 balls and a strike. Owen worked the count to 3-1 his last time up, couldn't hold the bat back on strike 2. And then went down swinging. In the air out to right center field. Caught the barrel, but underneath it, high in the sky. Mateo, plenty of room to run. He makes the play. 2 up, 2 down in the 4th. This same trio went 1-2-3 in the 2nd. That was the only 1 out of 3 tries so far for Villeman. Celedonio, Owen, and Williams went down, all swinging on strikes in inning number 2. Both balls in play here in the 4th. The Green Jackets could use some runs. Fastball down the middle. Williams takes it for a called strike. Green Jackets have a little bit of movement in the pen. Looks like somebody's going to get off the mound. Can't quite tell who it is at the moment. Williams takes the off-speed in the dirt. Evens up the count at 1. All we know right now is it's a righty, so that eliminates Adam Shoemaker. Fastball high, ball 2. If it's either Garcia or Reyes, it would be their Green Jacket debut. We assume we'll see at least 1 at some point tonight. Can never be too certain with this bullpen. 2-1 to Williams. Bounces in on the short hop. It's snared by Brecker. 3 balls and a strike as Williams tries to get on. Williams has an on-base streak to attend to. He's got 10 in a row. Villeman, not one to concede easily. 3-1 fastball is high and outside. Good take from Williams on a pitch that often entices the swing and miss. It's a career-high 3 walks for Villeman through 3 2/3. And Noah Williams is on with his 9th free pass of the season. Game number 11 in a row where he's reached first. Joe Olsavsky walked and scored in the 3rd. Drew a free pass and came all the way around from 1st on Robert Gonzalez's RBI triple. Williams is 2 of 3 stealing. Fastball misses high. Brian Brecker immediately hops out and goes trying to talk to Villeman. Brecker's not an easy man to run on. He's caught 15 out of 40 this season. That's 37.5%. You simplify your fractions. But big league average, as of about 2 years ago with the most recent data that we have, was just shy of 30%. In terms of caught stealing. Now the pitch clocks and the pickoff limits have changed that, both of which have benefited the base runners. So now around 25 to 27 you can live with at the highest levels. So 37.5 is splendid. Fastball low, good take by Olsavsky. 6 of the last 7 outside the zone from Villeman. Nobody in the pen yet for the River Dogs. 1 reliever just now standing up off the bench. Olsovsky ahead 2-0. Villeman coming to the dish. Olsovsky starting the hands, but not thinking about swinging. Inside ball three. Certainly a rarity for the Wolfpack product. Villeman has been greatly in tune with his command this season. That went right down the center. Olsovsky taking all the way. Closer turned starter at the pro level. Usually it's the other way around, but they've seen something in Villeman to earn him the chance. He's rewarded it. Olsovsky on a line to left field. Noah Myers barely has to move for out number three. Noah Williams tried to tag. He forgot how many outs there were, but that doesn't matter. Three outs means he can calmly jog back out to his position. Olsovsky, a well-struck baseball, just right at Noah Myers. 5-2 after four.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet hula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Caden Morton returns for the fifth, trying to get through a game where he has alternated between zeros and multi-run innings. Righty continues to throw for the Green Jackets, so it's a batter-to-batter situation for Morton. Five runs on four hits against him so far. He'll face Angel Mateo to start, who's 0-for-2 with the only two strikeouts of the day for Morton. Slider first pitch on the ground to third. A big bounce for Luis Sanchez. And he hits Celedonio in the chest for the first out. Mateo 0-for-3. That's the first ball put in play. 4 1/3, 4 hits, 5 runs, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts for Caden Morton. Anderson Delgado is 1-for-2 with a flyout and a single. The righty appears to be ready in the pen. Morton spins and delivers his second pitch of the inning. It's in around the body and fouled away, 0-1. Morton's been through five innings one time this year. That was in a loss at Lynchburg. 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. Morton's 0-1 delivery is an off-speed below the zone. Appeal out to first, and he did go, says Frank Jones. Delgado can't believe it. Delgado makes it clear he wants to use his timeout. Ronnie Richardson shaking his head in the first base box. It's always going to be a difficult call. Delgado with the hands low. Morton 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the splitter, it looked like. Delgado's the first non-Mateo strikeout of the day. 3 punch outs and 4 2/3 for Caden Morton.
Left fielder number 4, Noah Myers.
Myers trying to shorten things up. And continue the inning. Noah Myers has doubled twice and scored 2 runs. Been a key catalyst in the bottom half of the order for the River Dogs. He'll take a slider low and inside. Myers has become friendly with the right field corner on back-to-back occasions. Pulling pitches down the right field line as Morton likes to work in on lefties. Fastball high and outside corner. Does find the zone, says Jared Neal, 1-1. Orton's at 67 pitches, not likely to go back out if he gets through this inning with the final out. 2-1 now on Myers. High hands, wide stance for Noah Myers. Morton to the dish, kneecaps, called strike two. Great work behind the dish from Harry Owen to snare that right around the lower half of the legs. Along the chalk at the bottom of the zone, 2-2. Morton looking to go 1-2-3 through the fifth. And Myers says not just yet. Rips that one out of play and stays alive. Infield plays Myers to pull. That's all he's done today. Scouting report, true to form. Slider tipped off the body of Harry Owen. Bounced off the side of the chest protector and rolled towards the on-deck circle where Raudaly's Martinez waits. He's 1-for-2 with two RBIs. Still 2-2 on Myers. Morton, the delivery breaking ball. Hit to the right side again. Olsovsky to his left, deep in the hole, flips it to Celedonio. And Caden Morton has alternated once again. Back to the 1-2-3 inning. He has three of those in five tries. A couple ground balls and a strikeout. And halfway through the ball game, River Dogs 5, Green Jackets 2.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at SRP.
Villeman going back to work in the fifth. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network, MILB TV, and Bally Live. Listening for free on Green Jacket Radio, as you can for all 132 ball games home and away. My name is Noah Adcock-Howitt. River Dogs up 5-2. 9-1-2, Gonzalez, McGee, and Sanchez do up against Chris Villeman. River Dogs do have a righty going. John Albert Rumbol is moving in the bullpen for Charleston. And we got a pitch timer violation to start the at-bat for Robert Gonzalez. Late to get in the box, and so it's going to be 0-1 on Robert. Advantage Villeman early. Gonzalez had an RBI triple against Villeman last time up. 0-1 slider popped up on the infield. All four position players converge. It's the first baseman Martinez to make the catch. Despite coming on an 0-1 count, it's another first pitch out, back-to-back innings, where out number one took just one throw. Cam McGee has struck out and popped up to shortstop. 0-for-2 day at the top, getting his third look at the lefty Villeman. Still looking for his first hit against the lefty this season. Slider down the middle, 0-1. Get Villeman through five. He has a chance to be the winning pitcher. And less coverage for the River Dog bullpen, which has been shaky over the last few weeks, but has not had much difficulty over the last couple nights. Fastball out 1-1. McGee deep in the left-handed box and up on the line, out in front of the slider below the knees, 1-2. Green Jackets continue to have their right-hander throwing. Uncertain for now as of who it is. McGee chases the slider for strike three. Second punch out for Cam McGee tonight. He's the fifth strikeout victim of the day and first since the second inning. Two up, two down in the fifth. The two-run third, still the only blemish on the ledger so far for Chris Villeman. Trying to get through five once again. Would be the third of his last four starts in which he at least makes that marker. Sanchez pops it into shallow center. Another first pitch out is in the cards as Mateo makes the play. Very quick fifth inning for Villeman. He might have bought himself one more. We'll find out together in the bottom half. But the Green Jackets now making their own call to the bullpen. And we'll tell you who's coming in when we return.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Got a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen here from SRP Park. Caden Morton is done after five innings, four hits, five runs, three walks, and three strikeouts. And for the second time this week, Kiamar Diaz will take the ball. 19th game of the season for Diaz, 0-4 with four saves, a 4.78 ERA. It's a get-right outing for Diaz after a couple difficult ones over his last week or so. Gio worked one inning two nights ago, two hits, two runs, two walks, and two strikeouts. Bit more well-rested here. He'll face the bottom third of the order, Martinez, Brecker, and Paguero. And when we say well-rested, it's not about the number of days it's been since he pitched. As time is called by Jared Neal, he's looking down the right field line, had to make sure the grounds crew got off in time. But Diaz, before his outing on Wednesday, spent all morning in the sun working the kids' camp. Diaz misses outside with the fastball to begin his evening. 94 on the gun to Raudales Martinez, who's 1-for-2. But that was the hottest day of the summer so far. Gio didn't have much shade to work with. That'll certainly wear on you. Fastball again misses just off the edge. Neither offering missing by very much, but both off the corner and confirmed by Jared Neal. Martinez ahead 2-0, leading off the top of the sixth. Chopped foul down the right field line. A little bit late, but still able to bounce it between the legs. Two balls and a strike on Martinez, who had the two-run triple in the second. And grounded out to Olsovsky on a nice sliding play from Joe O in the fourth. Martinez wide from the lefty box. Fastball misses in. Diaz has fastball, slider, and changeup. But it's very fastball-heavy diet. Behind 3-1. On the first man he faces this evening. Three balls and a strike. Diaz out of the stretch. Softly hit up the middle. Olsovsky the backhand. He had to go against the shift and hit Celedonio for the first out of the sixth. Olsovsky continues to show off the range in a season where defense has been tough to find at times. Olsovsky's been a constant. And I'm not sure that Harry Owen didn't just get hit by a backhand of the swing for the second time this year, as Tommy Adams and Winston Sawyer both came out in a hurry. Harry Owen missed some time, just a couple games, mind you, but still some time with concussion-like symptoms after the Fayetteville series. He was hit on the backswing, and it looks like that might have happened again as the long, slow swing from Raudales Martinez hooked around and caught Owen on the head, wearing that two-piece mask. There's a bit more vulnerability. Owen confirms he's all right, and Brian Brecker checks in. Brecker takes a fastball out. Correction, that was the slider. Sharp cut out of the right hand for Gio Diaz. Brecker has walked twice and scored once. Fastball misses in 2-0. Back-to-back batters where Diaz has fallen behind. Rumbol still throwing in the pen for the River Dogs. Villeman has not gone more than five this season. If his night is done, he leaves as the pitcher of record. Outside corner, 2-1 on Brecker. Diaz looking for a scoreless frame. Foul back, 2-2. Brecker yet to be retired today. Was fantastic in Michigan State. Made his way out of the 13th round to the Rays organization. Takes a slider that narrowly avoids the corner. Count goes full for the second straight batter. Brecker struggled offensively with the River Dogs last year. A full season here in single A in 24. It's been a bit better. On the ground, a shortstop. Gobbled up by Cam McGee. His first chance today. Passes with flying colors. Two up, two down on two ground balls for Heomar Diaz. Adalys Peguero has not been retired yet. He's officially 0-for-1, but a walk and a fielder's choice. That fielder's choice was the sacrifice bunt that was dropped down, and then Caden Morton, despite his best efforts, couldn't get the out of the plate. Over the left-hand side and above the reach of Sanchez. It's a base hit all the way into the corner. That'll allow Peguero to steamroll his way into second base. Peguero reaching out and off the end of the bat, knocks the fastball into the left field corner. Peguero's got his first hit of the day. And there's a two-out base runner for Charleston back to the top of the order. Lots of extra base hits for the River Dogs today. Four of the six hits so far for Charleston have come going for extra bases. Chances upon chances with men in scoring position. Colmenares waves over top of the tight breaking ball from Diaz. Colmenares officially 0-for-1. Also has a sac fly and a hit by pitch in addition to his pop out that he had to start the game. Peguero a sizable lead at second. 0-1. Owen can't catch the baseball. Reached out to go to his backhand side. The ball ran back towards the center of his body. Looked like it crossed up Owen a little bit. And Peguero moves up to third freely. 90 feet away from adding to the three-run lead. Charleston up 5-2. They've scored in every other inning, so it would not be out of the pattern for them to put at least one run up here in the sixth. 1-1 to Colmenares. Sharply hit down the right field line. Nearly caught Ronnie Richardson, the bench coach. And a nice play by the bullpen. Ball and two strikes on Colmenares. It's a passed ball on Harry Owen that moved the runner up. Colmenares widens out. Looking to avoid the punch out. 1-2. Fastball softly hit to third. Three ground balls in the inning make three outs. Giamar Diaz strands a runner at third base as he works around the two-out double. We'll see if it's Villeman or the pen for Rumbol, and we'll confirm that when we return for the bottom of the sixth.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them
John
home.
Albert Rumbol coming on for the sixth. Green Jackets trying to attack the bullpen, and Rumbol has not had his best season. First pro year for Rumbol. This will be appearance number 12 overall and 10 with the River Dogs. 1-3 with a 6.75 ERA and one save this season for Charleston. He's in the center of the Green Jacket order. Verdun, Kern, and Celedonio. First pitch fastball from Rumbol misses outside. John Albert, 5'9", 170 from the right side. 25 years of age. Verdun has walked and been hit by a pitch. Takes a fastball low, 2-0. Over Rumbol's last three outings, 3 2/3, 7 runs on 7 hits with 2 walks. A lot of barrels against. Verdun trying to attack the 2-0 fastball just below the knees. He chops it foul. Rumbol started the year with 2 appearances in the Florida Complex League, did not allow a base runner, retired all 8 men he faced, and got a win out of the pen. So he gets his first look at the Green Jackets of the season. 2-1 to Verdun. Breaking ball. Misses outside. Spun above the top of the zone and made its way off the corner. Verdun could get on base for the third time without putting a ball in play. Ahead 3-1. Fastball runs in and nearly hits him again. Verdun flips the bat away. Second walk of the night for Will Verdun. And the leadoff man is on against John Albert Rumbol. Rumbol often throws out of the stretch, so he will not change his positioning on the mound with a man at first base. Raudelis Martinez, the first baseman, came over quickly. Even when playing first base, Martinez can't escape the responsibilities of the catcher. Always trying to take care of his pitching staff. Cade Kern, 2 hard hit ground balls, 0 for 2. Curveball misses low and out. Brecker with the backhand to prevent a wild pitch. Kern grounded into a double play his last time up. When he's elevated, he's been dangerous. Left the yard twice in his last 4 games played, including the only run yesterday for the Green Jackets, a solo shot just to the left of the video board. Was thinking about it there, but off the end of the bat. Flown into shallow right field. Looked like Kern just missed it. Catch is made for out number 1 by Diaz. One on, one out. Rumbol retires the first batter that he sees in 2 tries. And now it's Jeremy Celedonio. Another man you'd like to see elevate the baseball. A strikeout and a ground out for Celedonio. Hitting 195 this season, but 3 homers and 8 RBIs in limited time. Fastball is hit on a line out to left field. It will drop in front of Noah Myers, and Verdun hustles into second. Celedonio's got his first hit in 2 games played this week. 2 men on, and the tying run will come to the bat. Harry Owen trying to snap out of an 0-for-2 day. Breaks up an 0-for-13 from Celedonio, dating back to the very beginning of the Salem series last week. When Celedonio elevates, that's often what you get. Finds grass more often than not. First pitch fastball is high on Harry Owen. Owen 6'1", 225, 22-year-old righty, has been nothing but a catcher this season. Has the ability to play first or DH if you needed him to. Takes the slider out, ball 2. Rumbol, one of the more unique stories at this level of play. Signed as a 24-year-old international free agent back in last September. With the market starting with players as young as 16 and handshake agreements coming at ages 12 or 13. That's certainly late in the career. Fastball, high ball, 3. Rumbol was working in a warehouse and playing in a Venezuelan summer league. Caught the eye of a couple international scouts, and good on the Rays for finding something they could use. Herm Bowles had a rough last couple of outings, but there's certainly some talent in the arm. Owen taking all the way on 3-0. It splits the center of the zone. 92-94 from an undersized frame for Herm Bowles. Has flashed a couple good breaking pitches. Still trying to work them up and entice some swings and misses. Owen still ahead 3-1. Herm Bowles from the stretch. Fastball is clobbered into right center field, down for a base hit. Verdung got a very late break. It's bobbled out in center. Verdung's going to try to score, and he will do so without a play. An RBI single for Harry Owen. Three of the first four men to see Herm Bowles have reached, and the Green Jackets answer back a little bit later, 5-3. Noah Williams digs in. Pitching coach Levy Romero coming out, and on Braves BuzzFest night with the Braves-style red and blue jerseys and a lot of Atlanta faithful in attendance. Here comes the chop. It's the kind of weekend where you really feel the Atlanta presence. We've talked about Ian Anderson making the rehab start on Sunday. He arrived today. Don't know how long we'll see him for, but he was up to three innings in the Florida Complex League, and he will have the start on Sunday afternoon. And today, Julius, the mascot of the newly named Rome Emperors, of course he's a Penguin, is in attendance, hanging out with Augie the Green Jacket. When just about all of your affiliates are right close to each other the way the Braves are, you have those opportunities. One in, two on, and one out. 5-3 game. Noah Williams digs in after the long conversation from Romero. Williams' first pitch check swing. He did go around. Williams wanted the appeal, but it was home plate umpire Jared Neal who saw enough to get Williams ahead behind nothing and one. Noah's walked and struck out, tying run at first in a 5-3 game. Owen, a big lead off of first. Breaking ball bounces around the shoestrings. And time is called. Time was called as soon as the pitch was caught behind the dish by Brecker, and it came from Frank Jones, the field umpire. Not sure what he saw, but the ball was placed out of play, and it's still 1-1, so there was nothing before the pitch. 1-1 to Williams. He's over top of the fastball. Herm Bowles gets a good bit of sink on the fastball at 93-94. Seen a couple Green Jacket hitters try to go and golf something up into the jet stream. Not much of a breeze tonight, but it shifted. And again, time is called, pointing in front of the River Dog dugout. There's a righty throwing in the pen quickly for Charleston, and maybe a ball got away from the bullpen. That would be the only easy explanation. Looks like Samuel Mejia is moving in the pen, but don't have a great eye line that direction. 1-2 to Noah Williams. Curveball popped into shallow center. Mateo's been playing shallower and shallower every inning, and it stays up to allow him to make the catch. Williams is out number two, and Joe Olsovsky will try to keep the line moving. A walk and a bullet of a line drive right at the left fielder, Noah Myers. 0-for-1 with a free pass and a run scored. It's a two-run game with a tying run at first. Mejia's not the only one throwing, not certain who the other gentleman is. First pitch from Herm Bowles to Olsovsky. It's the off-speed pitch at 82, shin high, and Olsovsky opts not to swing. One ball, no strikes on Olsovsky. Second baseman originally from Pittsburgh, made his way down here by way of John Carroll in Cleveland. And the fastball runs in and gets Olsovsky. Looked like that got him just underneath the elbow guard. So all the protection for naught, the bases are loaded. Second Green Jacket to be hit by a pitch this evening. Bases are loaded for Robert Gonzalez. Herm Bowles looking everywhere but in the dugout. Doesn't want to catch a manager's eye. He wants Gonzalez himself. Gonzalez, 1-for-2, a triple and a pop-up. Bases loaded, 2 outs in the sixth. Fastball high and outside, ball 1 on Robert Gonzalez. Robert, 175 on the season, a homer and 20 RBIs. Been in this lineup a lot for Winston Sawyer. Fastball chopped up the middle. Santana will step on second ahead of Olsovsky, and the fielder's choice allows the River Dogs to tightrope out of danger. Third time in the last two games, the Green Jackets have left the bases loaded. Augusta gets one, but more damage is left on the table. Heomar Diaz back out to work. It's 5-3 through six.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at SRP.
Heomar Diaz worked around a two-out double from Adalys Piguero, induced a ground out from Carlos Colmenares to work a scoreless sixth. Back out for his second inning of action in his second appearance in four games. Santana, Diaz, and Mateo, 2-3-4, as the River Dogs look to get the run back from the bottom half. First pitch changeup misses outside to Adrian Santana. Santana 0-for-3 with an RBI. Diaz would provide a weighty performance indeed if he could post a zero and keep the momentum on the side of the Jackets somewhat. Santana under the fastball, 1-1. Jackets got one but left the bases loaded. There were more runs ripe for the picking. Gonzalez chopping the bases loaded ground ball. Santana over top of the slider, 1-2. Green Jackets left 11 men on base last night. Tied for the most they've had in a single 9-inning game. Augusta's left six on through six innings so far. 5-3 top of the seventh. River Dogs up by two. Santana, a soft chopper down the first baseline. It hooks foul before it gets to the first base bag. Another back foot slider from Heomar Diaz. The beginning of the season, Gio was the primary closer for this roster. Moved into more of a multi-inning role as the season went on and had more success as the stopper at the back. Fastball out 2-2. Time is called. Not sure what the situation is. Peering down the right field line, but everything appears to have been resolved quickly. Another slider chopped off the plate and foul. Everybody in action tonight in the Carolina League. Still early, but nobody's separated by more than two games. You always have the feeling in this league that if you can keep it close, all you need is one good draft haul, and the back half can be yours. Santana clobbers it out to left field. To the backside, Noah Williams back at the warning track. It bounces once and over the wall. Noah Williams just lost that baseball. It kept going. He thought he was out of real estate. It hit off the warning track, and it's a ground rule double for Adrian Santana. Leadoff doubles, not exactly the way Diaz wanted to begin. Breaking ball stayed up a little bit. Santana goes with the pitch for his first hit of the day and second of the week. John Diaz is 0 for 3. It's been the bottom of the order for the River Dogs, who has made all the noise so far tonight. Fastball high and out to Diaz, 1-0. At the Carolina League scoreboard, Lynchburg and Carolina, the Hillcats and Mudcats tied at 2 in the bottom of the 7th. Carolina won the first half in the North Division. Got a rally going late against Lynchburg. Fastball out, ball 2 on the left-handed hitting Diaz. Right fielder has lined out twice and grounded out to first. Everything has been up the middle or to the pole side for the southpaw over the last couple games. Fireflies up 6-2 on the Kannapolis Cannonballers at Atrium Health Ballpark in downtown Kannapolis. 2-0 slider enters through the back door for a called strike 1. Columbia's won 3 straight over the Cannonballers. Fireflies are at a South Division best 4-2 to start off the second half. Things seem to be going right for Columbia at the right time. Diaz steps off. That's his first disengagement. Santana out at second base. Looked like he was trying to time up the pitcher, Diaz. Adrian's got 29 steals this year and 33 tries, including one today. 2-1. Laced foul over the head of the bullpen and onto the berm. And now there's a dog pile for the children. 2-2. Fred Natz and Red Sox in Salem. 1-1 in the top of the 7th. Freddies have a man on out in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Salem, Virginia, where the Green Jackets just left on the back half of their road trip. Fastball at 95, fouled up and out of the stadium. Fayetteville and Myrtle Beach tied at 4 in the middle of the 5th. A lot of close games going on so far this evening. Teams starting to get their second half rosters in more available shape. Another 2-2 coming to John Diaz. Slider, swing and a miss, strike 3. First strikeout of the night for Heomar Diaz. 0 for 4 day for John Diaz. Diaz beats Diaz. Advantage Diaz. One on, one out for Angel Mateo. Mateo struck out twice and grounded out once. 0 for 3 against Caden Morton. Now he gets his first look at Heomar. Diaz brings the tan glove to the belt. One shutter and then a stop. First pitch misses inside. The only other game going on tonight in the Carolina League, down east at Delmarva. Shorebirds are tied for the top of the North Division at 4-2. After having the worst record in the Carolina League through the first half of the season. Popped over our heads 1-1. Has not been the prettiest tonight, however. Down east is up 8-0 in the top of the 7th. And the Shorebirds do not have a hit, but they have made 5 errors. Paul Banzani out of Southern Illinois has gone 6 hitless with 1 walk and 6 strikeouts. The Shorebirds, 5 errors in a game. Diaz a long wait on the 1-1, looks back at Santana. Down the left field line, it stays fair and rolls into the corner. Mateo's got himself an RBI. He can glide into second for extra bases. And again, seemingly every single occasion in which the Green Jackets score in the bottom half, boom, they give up a run that either equalizes or extends the lead in the top. 2 doubles in the inning off of Diaz. Angel Mateo brings around the runner. It's Mateo's 27th RBI of the season and second of the week. Back to a 3-run lead. It's a 6-3 game, and that's certainly going to come back and think about that 6th inning. Bases loaded, 2 outs is far from a gimme of a situation, but it's one where you would have loved to maybe bring the deficit a bit closer. Fastball at the top of the zone on Delgado, who's 1-for-3. Henderson behind, 0-1. Green Jackets have men stretching, but nobody throwing in the bullpen. Diaz in his second inning of work. 0-1 pitch, driven well out to right field. Gonzalez came in, now running back, streaking across the outfield, makes the play. Runner will tag on a short throw to the cutoff man. Mateo over to third. A long and well struck out number 2 in the top of the 7th. If Delgado moving a runner over to third helps Myers bring the runner home, then by that equation, River Dogs would have their largest lead of the night. 6-3 game. Noah Myers is 2-for-3, two doubles and a ground out. Everything hit hard into the pole side. Diaz gets the change up on the outside corner at 87, nothing and one. Myers the last man to see Diaz today. Ninth batter faced by Hiamari. He's allowed three hits. All of them have been doubles. 0-1 off speed off the outside corner. Six of the seven hits for Charleston have gone for extra bases. Five doubles and a triple. Myers fouls it back, and that was potential for chaos and calamity. It was screaming in the direction of the Green Jackets down the end of their dugout. Davis Polo ducked out of the way. Now he's all smiles. Ainer Diaz, a little bit more shaken. I'll wake you up if you're starting to get tired. 1-2 slider outside corner is beautifully painted by Hiamar Diaz. The damage is done, however. Angel Mateo with a one-out RBI double. Charleston gets the run back. 6-3 game at the seventh inning stretch here at beautiful SRP Park. 2.5 innings to play. Jackets on the wrong side of a three-run game.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
River Dogs going back to their bullpen after an inning from Rumbol. John Albert Rumbol gives up two hits and a walk, but just one run, stranding the bases loaded. It's the lefty Dalton Fowler, 6'6", 200, out of the University of Memphis, by way of Oklahoma and Northwest Mississippi Community College. Fowler's had an up-and-down season at times, but when he's on, he's incredibly effective. 2-3 with a 5.31 ERA across 18 appearances, 1-for-2 in saves. He's at the top of the order. Cam McGee trying to shake off an 0-for-3 evening. Green Jackets have a righty throwing in the pen. First pitch from Fowler is on the outside corner at 94. McGee two strikeouts and a pop-up to short. Fowler not an easy matchup for left-handed hitters. 0-1 fastball, 98. Put a little bit extra on it. Fowler's got a fastball and a slider. And a very strong arm from a powerful frame. Lefty's hitting 162 against him. Righty's 200. 1-1. McGee late on the fastball. Back to 94 there. Nothing but heat so far. McGee's taken a series of big swings this week. Hasn't been able to catch contact. He'll choke up and widen out. Now just trying to protect. Fastball low and in and fouled back. McGee stays alive in the bottom of the seventh. Green Jacket sent seven men to the plate in the sixth. Brought a run home on the RBI single from Harry Owen. Two hits, a walk, and a hit by pitch. But left the bags loaded with two down. Another two-strike pitch coming to McGee. Chop to the right side. Paguero charging in the second baseman. Overhand throw to Martinez. One batter, one out for Dalton Fowler. Luis Sanchez is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Extended his hit streak to all four games of this series so far. 9 for 16 from the right side. Flown out to center twice, bookending that single. His first look at Dalton Fowler. Pitch number one spikes in. Fowler asking for a new baseball after the miss. Dalton, 24 years of age, so the dominance is not lessened in impressiveness, but is a bit more expected when you see the age difference compared to some of these hitters. Fastball taken to the top of the zone. But Sanchez is 20, Figueroa is 19, McGee just turned 22. Green Jackets have a handful of teenagers on this offense, and that's not unexpected at the Carolina League. 1-1 chopped off the body in the box. Sanchez, 1-2. Got a slider coming in through the back door. But if Fowler can start continuing to put together good outings, you'd think he'd be knocking on the door of Bowling Green sooner rather than later. Two of his last three outings have been phenomenal, but did have a rough one against the Hillcats where he took the loss on June 19th. One inning, five runs, but just two earned. Sanchez spins it down the third baseline. Colmenares stabs at the backhand and puts away Sanchez. Two up, two down. It's Fowler's second look at the Green Jackets this year. He struggled with his command last time he was at SRP Park. Threw here on May 1st, got just one out. Three runs, two earned. Hit one batter and walked three. The only out he got was a strikeout. Been in the zone much more of late. And has been so far tonight through two hitters. Wilver Dung's been on base three times in three tries. Two walks and a hit by pitch. He fouls the fastball back, swatted into the net. 0-1 on the Green Jacket designated hitter. Piers Diaz's evening will be done after two innings. That looks a bit like Anthony Garcia in the bullpen. Fastball again, fouled out. Nothing in two on Verdung as Fowler looks to retire the top of the order in succession in the bottom of the seventh. Verdung bends deeply at the knees. Nothing in two on Will Verdung. Target is centered up. 0-2 pitch, fastball is high. Green Jackets looking for their first base runner off of Dalton Fowler in a 6-3 game. Fowler from the stretch and chopped foul on the slider. Off the facing of the Green Jacket dugout at the far end. So Davis Polo not having to move off of his ever-present stance at the far end, hanging right along the ledge of the staircase. Polo loves to have himself a good view of the ballgame. 1-2 to Verdung. And he swings through strike three, tipping it into the mitt. First strikeout of the night for Fowler. A 1-2-3 frame in the seventh for Dalton. After seven, Green Jackets trailing by three. And they'll make a call to the bullpen that we will explain when we return.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet hoolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen here in the top of the eighth. Anthony Garcia coming in, and it will be his debut at the Green Jacket level. No matter the score, no matter the situation, always exciting to see somebody move up a level. And Garcia, after being signed out of Santa Clara, Cuba in June of 2022, has made it stateside and into the full season minors for the first time. Garcia had 9 appearances in the FCL this season, 4.5 ERA in 14 innings. He'll face Raudales Martinez, and the fastball misses high at 93. Garcia had good strikeout numbers in his first pro season as a starter in 2022 in the Dominican Summer League. Changeup misses low, 2-0. Command has always been a bit of an issue, missed all of last season on the full season injured list. He was assigned to the Green Jackets IL, but never actually appeared in a game here. 2-0 off-speed misses in, hit off the glove of Owen, and then the knee, it looked like, of Jared Neal. 3-0 on a fastball and a changeup. Fastball and change is all we've seen so far from Garcia. 3-0 delivery, taking all the way. It's down the center with a little bit of sink. Martinez, Brecker, and Paguero in the top of the eighth for Charleston. Trying to add some insurance to back up their bullpen. 3-1 to Raudales. Check swing. Appeal to first. He did not go. And Raudales Martinez works the leadoff walk against Garcia. Green Jackets have seen their bullpen take on a heavy burden this week. Used a whole lot of pitchers with a whole lot of games to come. Morton goes 5. Diaz goes 2. And now it's Garcia. One of 2 activations this week and today, along with Albert Rivas. Brian Brecker's 0-for-1, 2 walks and a ground out. 12-6 curveball misses high out of the hand of Garcia. It's the third different delivery we've seen from the righty so far. Fastball up and in, 2 balls and no strikes. 6 of 7 have missed to start the night for Garcia, and that brings Harry Owen out. Garcia 12 Ks in 14 innings in the FCL across 9 games, but he did walk 8 batters. 13 runs, but 7 earned. So there's some subpar defense that extended his innings. Now he's trying to find the command early. Keep the Green Jackets within striking distance late in the game. Fowler looked very good in the 7th. He has not gone 3 innings yet this year, and that's what it would take for him to finish the ball game. Brecker underneath the fastball, 2-1. Martinez at first has solid speed, especially for a catcher turned first baseman. Raudales is 5-for-5 this week, or 5-for-5 this year, excuse me. From the stretch, 2-1 is bounced in. Good backhand behind the dish from Harry Owen, ball 3. Garcia trying to find that command. 6'2", 200, 22 years of age out of Santa Clara in Cuba. He's the only Cuban-born player on this roster. Only Cuban-born player we've had all season. Fastball in on the hands and popped out of play by Brecker. Count goes full as Garcia looks for his first out in a Green Jacket uniform. There's no reason to speculate one way or the other on what his future is. It is definitely a move made by necessity, as is Rivas coming up. Take this opportunity without knowing what tomorrow brings and just give everything you have. That's what Garcia is looking to do here. Payoff pitch, runner goes, fastball misses high, and Garcia walks back-to-back batters. Garcia looked like he slipped a little bit on his landing spot. That means there's a couple men moving already in the pen for the Green Jackets. Garcia trying to find it here. Walked the 7 and 8 hitters to start off the 8th. Adalys Paguero in the 9 spot has been on base all 3 times. A walk, a sack bunt where he reached, and a double. First pitch changeup around the outside corner. Jared Neal does not give the young righty the call. A close miss, but a miss nevertheless, 1-0. Garcia looks back, Ground ball to second base. Olsovsky's only play is at first. It was hit so softly that it allowed Brecker to cross in front. First out recorded of the year here in Augusta for Garcia. Moves two men into scoring position. Carlos Colmenares digs in as we're back at the top of the order. The left-handed hitting infielders at third base this evening. 0 for 2 with a sac fly and a hit by pitch, so he's brought a run home. And the infield's going to come in, trying to keep it at a three-run game. Curveball around the knees and then over towards the ankles. Colmenares lucky to get out of the way of that one. He went careening from one side of the plate to the other, crossing beyond the right-handed batter's box. He takes a long circle around the hitter's circle. So 12-6, almost Ephus-style curveball. Fastball 92-94 for the righty Garcia. Curveball 71-72. Goes back to it, misses high and out. So slow you almost give up on it, but when it's missed outside of the zone on every delivery so far, it's a pitch that hitters are able to write off until it's proven. 2-0 on Colmenares. Line to short and past the glove of Cam McGee. Martinez will score the throw coming into third as Brecker had to wait. McGee couldn't quite make a catch, would have been outstanding if he had, and Colmenares has an RBI single. Brecker able to move up to third base. Martinez comes across. Men at the corners, one out for Adrian Santana. And the lead is up to four, the largest it's been tonight, 7-3. River Dogs chasing their third consecutive win against the Green Jackets. Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, making another visit to the mound. And while he does that, we'll try to take a look as we can at the Atlanta Braves affiliate scoreboard. All seven levels from the DSL to the big league club in action tonight. Took extra innings, but the DSL Braves beat the DSL Athletics tonight 5-4. High A Rome is throttling Winston-Salem. The Emperors are up 13-0 in the seventh inning. Everything that could have gone right has. It's a spot start for Corey Wall. He went five scoreless. Six RBIs, including a grand slam for Ethan Werkinger. There's no former Green Jackets in the lineup tonight, save for Dawson Diamond, who started with the Emperors, came down here, and then went back. And Diamond's 1-for-4 with a run scored in that game. Double A Mississippi in a much closer one. They're up 1-0 in the top of the sixth. Triple A Gwinnett trailing 6-2 after six against the Memphis Redbirds. Both Mississippi and Gwinnett at home this week. Adrian Santana digs in, runner starts and then stops. Colmenares not going anywhere. Curveball missed away, 1-0. Santana 1-for-4 with an RBI and a stolen base. Doubled and scored in the seventh. Anthony Garcia in his Green Jacket debut. 1-0 looked like the changeup tipped into the mitt as Santana was out in front. FCL team won 8-4, a rare night game there against another Rays affiliate. Lot of Braves on Rays action so far this week across various levels. The FCL Braves winning 8-4 under the lights. Runner goes, curveball chop foul. It's the first swing that Garcia has gotten on that breaking ball so far today. Colmenares still standing at second. Now throws his hands on top of his helmet, realizes he has to go back on the foul ball. Mario Baez, two RBIs. John Estevez had two RBIs. John Gill, who's rocketing up the intrigue level at the FCL, had two RBIs as well. A lot of interesting young position players at the Complex League. Slider misses out. Base is stolen easily for Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares took off again. That curveball missing high and away. Brought Owen out of his crouch to catch it, never threatened the zone, and it was so slow to the plate that Colmenares swiped the bag. He could have gone in backwards. Carlos now 13-14 this season. Change up low, ball three. Three balls and two strikes. A walk would load the bases for John Diaz. Infield comes back in as now there is nobody at first base. Payoff pitch to Santana. Inside with the changeup, ball four. Three walks and a single in the inning. Colmenares had the RBI on the only hit, but four of five have reached against Garcia, and now John Diaz could really break this game open. By the way, the one level we did miss would, of course, be Atlanta themselves, and the big league Braves are up 6-0 as they host the Pirates. First pitch to John Diaz is a changeup on the outside corner. Charlie Morton, 6 scoreless against his former team. Austin Riley left the yard. Ozuna, Doval, everybody looked good. It's been a good night at Truist. On the ground to the right side, Olsovsky to McGee for one. On to first, 4-6-3 double play. That's why you never give up on your inning. Anthony Garcia allows one run, but despite the three walks, he uses the double play to get out of the bases loaded jam. Green Jackets are still in this thing, but they've only got 6 outs to work with. Got to find something here in the eighth against Chavez, or excuse me, against Fowler one more time.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening
at SRP. Bottom of the eighth, Dalton Fowler went 1-2-3 in the seventh. His first inning of work saw 2 ground balls and a strikeout to get the top of the order, 1-2-3. Watching on MILB TV and, of course, the Bally Live app. And you could be listening on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. However you're here, thank you for being with us. Noah Adcock-Alleth from SRP Park. Darkness has fallen on a Friday evening. Crowd still sticking around in heavy numbers. And Cade Kern out in front of the first pitch fastball taps it out of play. Kern 0-for-3, 2 groundouts and a flyout to right field. 7 runs on 8 hits for the River Dogs, 3 runs on 4 hits for the Green Jackets. Kern takes the 0-1 fastball low and away. Neither side has committed an error yet tonight. Green Jackets have left on a total of 6 base runners in 7 innings. Charleston has left on 8 in 8. 1-1 on the center fielder, Cade Kern. A little late on a fastball, took a strong swing. We've seen a high variability level in the velocity for Dalton Fowler so far. Been as high as 98 and as low as 93. 93 is not exactly a low number overall, but it's just the bottom of the spectrum. 1-2. Kern late on the fastball. Thigh high at 95. Cade Kern's the second strikeout victim in a row for Fowler. Dalton Fowler 4 up, 4 down out of the pen. Jeremy Celedonio digs in. Celedonio's 1-for-3. Singled in the sixth and was stranded at third base as the Jackets left the bases loaded. There's been stretching in the pen for the Jackets, but right now it looks like Garcia will have the ninth. Celedonio drives it down the right field way in towards the corner, and it falls foul. Good swing for Celedonio, kept hooking into that corner where we start to lose visibility. There's not much foul territory once you get past the bullpens on either side. Both pens are on the field of play here at SRP Park. So many things here were stylized after Oracle Park in San Francisco, because when this was built in 2018, the Green Jackets were the high A affiliate of those San Francisco Giants. And the pens on the field is just one piece of that. 0-1 to the first baseman, Celedonio. Lefty on righty. And the southpaw spikes the fastball to even the count. Celedonio signed as an outfielder originally, way back in 2019 out of Santo Domingo in the DR. Seen just one game in the outfield this season for the Green Jackets, two at first and everything else at DH. He's out in front of the off-speed. Fowler's not listed as having a changeup on the game notes, but that looked very much like a changeup from where we're sitting. It was an effective off-speed no matter what he calls it. 1-2 to Celedonio, goes right back to the same pitch, and Celedonio's out in front once again. Five up, five down, and three Ks for Dalton Fowler. Last year's American Athletic Conference Player and Pitcher of the Year with the Memphis Tigers. Third most punch-outs in a single season in program history for the Tigers in just 1 year, 112 Ks. Harry Owen trying to be the first base runner against the dominant lefty. He will do just that. Bounces it back up the middle between Santana and Paguero. It's a multi-hit day for Harry Owen. Owen's 2-for-4. That gets Noah Williams a chance here in the eighth. First multi-hit game of the year for Harry Owen. He's been on base multiple times in a couple different games, usually with a single and a walk or a single and a hit by pitch. But now he's got a pair of singles and an RBI to show for it. Fowler looking over at Owen and bounces in the fastball. One thing Harry Owen is not going to do for you is steal a base. Has not attempted one yet this season. And especially with a lefty on the mound, Owen in a very conservative one-way lead, leaning back towards the first base bag. He'll extend into a traditional secondary just fine. But the last thing he needs here is a pickoff with two outs. Williams, an uppercut swing. Punches the fastball off the bottom of the backstop, 1-1. Tomorrow, the River Dogs starter officially TBD. Expecting a move in the morning to clear up exactly who that's going to be. Garrett Bauman will take the ball. After a lot of confusion and consideration amongst the pitching staff and the player development coordinators for the Braves. Williams into right field. It hugs the line and stays fair. Owen turning around, trying to go to third. Williams will put the brakes on as the throw comes in towards second base. It was way away from the bag. Santana went sliding towards the pitcher's mound to make the catch, but Noah Williams has a single, and there's back-to-back men on and men at the corners with two outs against Fowler. But Bauman gets the ball tomorrow, and then it's Ian Anderson in the first rehab assignment for a big league Brave to come through SRP Park since the Jackets joined the Braves family of affiliates in 2021. We were supposed to have Tyler Matzik a couple years ago. He showed up. He was ready. It rained. Game got canceled. Nobody was happy. Anderson's here. We know that. So one way or another, somebody's going to see that man pitch in a Green Jacket uniform. He'll be matched up with Santiago Suarez on the mound for the River Dogs. Suarez, the model of just a consistent pitcher. Second on the team in innings. If he can go 5 2/3, he'll outpace Gary Gilhill. 5-4, a 4.5 ERA. He's on, he could blow you away. If he's off, game could be over early. 2-0 to Olsowski, or first pitch to Olsowski as the clock had not been cleared. Neither had the count. Fastball misses outside. Righty throwing in the pen for the River Dogs. Looks like Mejia again. Men at first and third with two outs in a 7-3 game. Olsowski takes a fastball on the outside corner, 1-1. Good arm side run. That movement appears to have increased in the second inning of action for Dalton Fowler. Owen at third, Williams at first. Short lead both bases. Anything to the outfield scores Owen. 1-1 fastball is high. Joe Olsowski so far today on base twice, but 0-for-1, a walk, a hit by pitch, and a line out to left field. The only ball he put in play was barreled up, but on the screws right at Noah Myers. Fowler looking over at first, 2-1 pitch. Over top of the fastball, Olsowski a little bit out in front as well, two balls, two strikes. Fowler trying to be the latest in a long line of River Dog relievers to strand important runs on base. Jackets could get one or more this inning. Have a chance to edge a little bit closer entering the ninth. 2-2 to Olsovsky. Fastball foul back. 97 above the letters. Impressive to even get a piece of that one from Joe Olsovsky. It's like a wiffle ball swing. Just get the bat quickly through the zone. As rapid of the hands movement as you can have. And just punch it through. Make some contact and see one more pitch. Another 2-2 from Dalton Fowler. Deep breath. Here he comes. And it misses low. Count goes full. Nothing but fastballs on Olsovsky so far. Brecker takes a step out in front of the mound. Shouts the commandments out at the infielders, making sure everybody knows they're going across the diamond as Williams will be in motion on a 3-2 pitch. And time is called as Raudales Martinez is tying his shoe. Full count delivery with two outs in the eighth. Fowler against Olsovsky. Popped up down the first baseline. Martinez chasing. That's back into the night. 97 high and outside. Another one where Fowler just tried to muscle up and outpace Olsovsky with the velocity of the fastball. Next pitch will be the eighth of the at-bat against Olsovsky from Fowler. Two on, two out, 7-3 game in the eighth. Fowler kicks and deals, and it's fouled back once again. Olsovsky reaching out and tipping the heater away. And after eight consecutive fastballs, you have to wonder if and when that changeup is going to come into play. Back-to-back fastballs high and out. Olsovsky is essentially sitting dead red at this point. Changeup that starts anywhere close to the zone, you could have Olsovsky fishing and flailing. Here's pitch number nine. Fastball high and outside, ball four. And Joe Olsovsky wins the fight. Gets a nice hand from the crowd. The bases is loaded. And Robert Gonzalez, who's 1-for-3, once again steps up representing the tying run. Gonzalez was hitting with the bases loaded in the sixth and bounced out to shortstop to end the inning. Exact same situation. Bases loaded, two outs. The only difference is in that scenario it was 5-3. Now Charleston has doubled the lead. First pitch to the lefty. Time is called. And that is a pitch timer violation before the throw. Gonzalez backed away. It likely would have been a ball anyway. But it's a 1-0 count to start for Robert Gonzalez. No pitch, automatic timer violation. Fowler trying to dig deep, give everything he has to this at-bat. Gonzalez ahead, 1-0. First pitch swinging, popped up on the third base side. Colmenares in foul territory. Brecker going over. It's the catcher Brecker who makes the play in front of the Green Jacket dugout. And the Green Jackets leave the bases loaded again. Augusta has left them full four times in the last 16 innings, and Augusta has left on nine tonight. To the ninth we go. Garcia trying to keep it close at 7-3.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Anthony Garcia in his Green Jacket debut inning allowed a run on three walks and a single, 24 pitches to get through those three outs, but he got a double play and tight-roped out of limited danger. Angel Mateo leading off the ninth, and the first pitch off-speed misses low, 1-0. Mateo 1-for-4 with an RBI double. Most recent run of the game for the River Dogs. Change up in, 1-2-0. Jared Neal checks out with Frank Jones just to make sure Mateo did not go around. It's confirmed he did not. Back out of the windup for Garcia. Fastball misses high at 91. Down the stretch in that eighth inning, we saw almost no fastballs from Garcia. It was incredibly change-up heavy. Hasn't had the fastball coming out the way he's wanted. 3-0 fastball stumbles off the mound and a four-pitch walk to start the ninth. Four free passes issued by Garcia so far. Leadoff man on as Charleston looks for extra bits of insurance. Anderson Delgado's 1-for-4. Single, a fly out, a strikeout, and a line out. When he's made contact, he's hit the ball decently hard. He's put the ball in play three times out of four. And we've got a pitch timer violation, the third of the game, and this one goes against Delgado. Two of the three have gone against Charleston tonight. All have been called by Jared Neal, the home plate umpire. 0-1 changeup misses out. So now with a barrage of lefties coming in against Garcia, this is where you start to anticipate seeing that changeup more and more often. It's got a lot of horizontal movement. Floats like a butterfly out of the right hand. 1-1, lined up the middle. Nearly shaved off the mustache of Garcia on the bump. Came right past the jawline and back up the center. Back-to-back men reach as Delgado has his second hit of the day. Noah Myers is 2-for-4. Couple doubles to start. Since then, a ground out and a strikeout looking. Myers went down as the last man to face Heomar Diaz. Gio went two innings, allowing one run out of the bullpen. And time is called by the catcher, Owen, as it was right at the last possible second on the pitch timer. Would have been the fourth clock violation of the night and third in the last inning. Mateo at second, Delgado at first, nobody out in the ninth. 7-3 game for the River Dogs, and the curveball, first of the inning, finds the top of the zone. So many pitchers in this system, in this organization, tend to go slider over curveball, it seems. Bit of a rarity to see such a true 12-6, especially of the Ephus-type variety like you see from the righty here. Then the changeup fading off against Myers, 0-2. Righty throwing in the pen for the River Dogs. It's a non-save situation. Looks like Mejia, but he's not alone. Garcia, the 0-2. Fastball misses upstairs. Wanted to see if they could entice Myers to swing the bat through and chase something above the letters. To no avail. Second of three weekly meetings against the River Dogs for the Green Jackets. We'll be at the Joe for the only time in the first week of August. Change up out 2-2. Two teams that have a tendency to draft and develop well. And the Rays especially have done well at getting collegiate position players who are the most likely to dominate this level right out of college and getting them to stick at the low A level consistently. 2-2 changeup doesn't get the call at the knees. Count goes full on three straight takes from Myers. Saw it last year when guys like Trey Morgan came in and immediately caused a ruckus and helped lead the River Dogs to a second half championship and their third straight league title. Payoff pitch, bounced up the middle. Olsovsky, glove flip. McGee only has one play and will opt not to throw. Another pretty defensive play for Olsovsky gets Delgado on the fielder's choice. Men at the corners. 2-for-5 day for Noah Myers. One out on Raudales Martinez, who walked and scored as the first batter to C. Garcia. Green Jackets will likely have a very different roster when they go to the Joe in Charleston in that first week of August. Lined into center field. Kern coming on. It falls in front of him for an RBI single for Raudales Martinez. Martinez is having himself a day. 2-for-4, 3 RBIs, a walk, a couple runs. Raudales Martinez, who entered the night 2-for-8 with an RBI, has really found something here on a Friday evening in Augusta. Adds to the lead, 10th hit of the night for the River Dogs, 8th run. 5-run game for Charleston. River Dogs could clinch at minimum a series split with a win today. Jackets got the series opener, in danger of dropping 3 straight. Fastball to Brian Brecker gets the call, 0-1. Nobody in the pen for Augusta. So long as Garcia is functional and not a danger to himself or others, have to assume he'll finish this ninth. Popped out of play on the fastball, 0-2. And that's part of why he's here. He's here to eat innings. Any positive developments regarding his personal growth or results given to the team other than innings and outs being completed are a bonus. Curveball flared on a line to third. Sanchez tried to drop it intentionally. And the runner is called out by Frank Jones, who barked the call so loud that we could hear it up here. Sanchez tried to get slick with it. Tried to knock the ball down to the dirt with both runners having frozen. Sanchez was looking for a double play. Can't fault a kid for trying. Brecker's out on what will be called an L5. Can't do that. 2-1, 2-out for Adalys Peguero. Fastball high, ball 1. 20 rounds in the draft, it's been that way since 2021, was 40 up through 2019, it was 5 in 2020 in the shortened season and where everything was a little bit chaotic. But with the FCL ending earlier this season, it's done a week after the draft. If you want to get any of these players experience in live games that count, they've got to come here to the Carolina League. Strike one called on Peguero, who in total today is 1-for-3. One strike delivery is a curveball outside to the lefty second baseman. Peguero a walk, a sack bunt, a double, and a ground out. Garcia steps off the back of the mound and resets. 42 pitches in an inning and 2/3. Fastball tipped off of the mitt of the catcher, Owen. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Peguero. Garcia's allowed a run in each inning, trying to get through, keep it close. Green Jackets will be chasing a minimum of 5 in the bottom half of the ninth. 2-2 delivery to Peguero. He reaches out on the changeup and serves it out of play above the Augusta dugout. Jackets have McGee, Sanchez, and Verdung at the top of the order, 1-2-3. Seems like Mejia is going to come in no matter the score. Just try to lock this ball game down. Right now, Villaman sits as the pitcher of record. If Fowler returns and completes the game, it's a save because it would be 3 innings worth. Curveball, thwacked out to center field. Cade Kern floating back, well in front of the track. He'll make the play. River Dogs bring a run home on Raudales Martinez's RBI single, and the Dogs lead 8-3 halfway through the ninth. Green Jackets at the top of their order. Stranger things have happened, but they'll need to get the offense going early and often in the bottom of the ninth.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
So Fowler will not come out for the ninth, not overly surprising given how quickly the reliever was going and the fact that he faced a handful of batters and threw a handful of pitches. Fowler, two innings, two hits, no runs, one walk, and three strikeouts. And it will be Mejia coming on in a five-run game. Samuel Mejia, 6'1", 192. Allowed a run in each of his last three outings. Cam McGee leading off in an 8-3 game. Over top of the changeup. McGee is 0 for 4, two strikeouts, a pop-up, and a ground ball. Mejia, 22 years of age. Comes out of Hihue in the Dominican Republic. McGee takes the fastball inside. Ball and a strike on McGee. Top of the order is a combined 1 for 9 today, although Verdung's been on base three times and is officially 0 for 1. Change up below the zone. Check swing did not threaten the zone. Raudelis Martinez was asking for it at first. Did not get the call. Mejia looking to lock it down. River Dogs have scored at least a run in each of the last three innings, putting up one consistently in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. Fastball high and tight. Ball three on Cam McGee. Second season with the Dogs for Mejia. Five appearances at the back end last season behind 3-1 on McGee. Cam takes another long swing, uppercutting like he's thinking about the top of the terrace. He's underneath at 3-2. This the 18th appearance of the year for Mejia. Full count on the leadoff man McGee. Mejia from the windup misses high and tight. And Cam's on for the first time this evening with a leadoff walk in the ninth. Can't start a comeback unless you get somebody on base. McGee's got good speed. In this situation, it's almost unthinkable to believe that he would try going anywhere on a stolen base. But the opportunity to go first to third, maybe score on a ball in the gap, is now more available with McGee there. Sanchez is 1 for 4 with an RBI. Luis extending his hit streak. He takes the slider off the corner. Mejia last worked on 5 days rest. Two innings, four hits, three runs. Finds the corner with the fastball, 1-1. Command has not been a problem for Mejia very often of late. 33 strikeouts to just 11 walks in 31 1/3. The walk to McGee, more abnormality than anything else. Slider backs up Sanchez, 1-2. It's the third appearance against the Jackets for Mejia. Had two, including getting a win and a save in two tries here at SRP Park back in May. Three innings, a hit, an unearned run, and three strikeouts. Very productive here in North Augusta. 1-2 fastball, punch back over our heads. Sanchez stays alive. Fastball is 91-93 for Mejia. Drops the ball back into the pure gold mitt. Looks like the statue for the best defensive player of the same name. Mejia, no golden glove himself, but does field his position well. Bounces in the changeup, 2-2. Mejia got the win despite a blown save in that chaotic 12-inning affair where the game was suspended in the middle of the 11th. We tried to resume the next day. Jackets tied it, then lost in the 12th, so they got on Mejia to extend the game, but then couldn't get the win. Sanchez pops it up, out to shortstop. It's Santana drifting back a few steps into left field for out number one. 1-1 out in the ninth. Will Verdung will step up looking for his first hit of the day. Two walks, a hit by pitch, and a strikeout. So in four plate appearances, Verdung has not put a ball in play. Has reached base for the 22nd consecutive game. It's impressive as can be. Curveball at the top of the zone, nothing and one. A reminder, tomorrow's ballgame is at 6:05 with the usual Saturday start. Be live with you here at 5:55. And the Green Jackets have started at least 1 minute before first pitch in each of the last three nights. Slider out 1-1. It's a rarity here and especially in the Carolina League as a whole. I believe on the 12-day road trip between Lynchburg and Salem, we started on time once and early once. Late 10 out of 12. Fastball at the knees, 1-2. Non-save situation, but Mejia trying to close it down. Keep the Green Jackets off the scoreboard. Three unanswered for the River Dogs to push this one out of contention, you'd think. Ball and two strikes on Verdung. Low target. Fastball. Misses too far down. Bauman versus TBD tomorrow. And then Anderson versus Suarez at 1:35 on Sunday. Braves have the early 11:05 start on national TV. 2-2 slider, and Verdung down chasing. Slams his bat into the dirt out of frustration. A rare expansion of the zone to that degree from Verdung, and he is the first strikeout victim of the night for Mejia, one out away from putting the River Dogs back in the win column. Likely to be the last 1:35 weekend start we have for the foreseeable future. We'll start getting into those 5 o'clock starts. McGee running on the first pitch to Cade Kern. It's popped out of play. Cam just getting a head start on the foul ball. Kern's 0-4. Ground out, double play, fly out, strikeout. Had a solo homer in yesterday's game. 4 homers, 13 RBIs, hitting .174 for the center fielder from Ohio State. Target out, runner going, fastball. Flared softly up the middle towards the second baseman, Paguero. He collects and delivers to first, and the River Dogs have their third straight win over the Green Jackets. 8-3, your final. The Green Jackets can't quite muster up enough. Leave the bases loaded twice in some late offense from the River Dogs. Closes it out, pushes it out of the realm of contention, and Charleston guarantees their third series split of their last 5 weeks. Take a look at the final lines on the evening after the ground out from Kern ends the ball game. Both sides had plenty of chances. Charleston even more than you would have believed by the final score. 8 runs on 10 hits for the River Dogs with no errors, and they leave 10 on base. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors, and 10 left on as well for the Green Jackets, who have now left 21 men on base in their last 2 ball games. The win goes to Chris Villeman. Villeman's now 4-1 on the season. The loss to Caden Morton, he's 0-2. There's no save in the contest. 5-run game when Mejia came, when Mejia came in. Mejia goes an inning, does not allow a hit, 1 walk and 1 strikeout, and a relatively routine ninth. So tomorrow it's Garrett Bauman against TBD. Expect a couple moves to potentially come down the pipeline for the River Dogs, just based on what we've been hearing in terms of rumblings. Green Jackets do not have to make a move until Sunday. And the one caveat to Anderson's rehab start is, although we know him best for his time with the Braves from 2020 to 2022, and especially that phenomenal performance he had in the World Series in 21, before he got hurt, he was optioned to Gwinnett at the start of 2023. And then he was put on the AAA IL, where he was on the full season injured list, Tommy John, early in April last year. And he stayed on the Gwinnett IL to start this season. So it is a minor league rehab assignment. And part of the reason that matters is it means we're using normal baseballs. If we did have to use anything different, if it was a major league rehab assignment, you use major league baseballs, which are slightly different in terms of the way they're seamed and the way they're rubbed up. It's a whole ordeal that we will not be going through, but you will get to see Ian Anderson either here or in the ballpark. Tickets are still available. It might be a little hot, but you know what? We've got shade. It's Pirates of the Savannah River night, which means we've got a splash zone. We've got misters. We've got Ian Anderson in the ballpark and plenty of good reasons to come out, but you know where to find us if and when you can't make it to the ballpark. Time of the ball game is 2 hours and 35 minutes tonight from 7:04 to 9:39. Relatively tidy ball game given the score in front of 4,302 fans. Green Jackets are top two in attendance behind only the Charleston River Dogs, who, to be fair, not only do they have a bigger base, they also have a bigger stadium, but who's really comparing? With the records now, Green Jackets fall to 29-43, 2-5 in the second half, and 14-22 at home. Charleston will be 31-41, winners of three straight, 17-22 as road warriors, and they are 4-3, first time they're over 500 in the seven games we've played in the second half of this season so far. One last gander at the Carolina League scoreboard before we bid you all good night here from the Green Jackets. Handful of games starting to go final, including Carolina knocking off Lynchburg 5-2 and the Fred Nads exploding for five runs late to beat Salem 6-1. Down East gets the 8-0 win. They did allow two late hits, so no-hitter there for the Shorebirds. Fireflies up 6-3 on Kannapolis and Pelicans up 9-4 against Fayetteville at home. Tomorrow, Bauman against TBD. We're live at 5:55 here on Bally Live, MILB-TV, and, of course, GreenJacketsBaseball.com for the GJ Radio Network. For Wes Cooper and everybody that makes it happen here at SRP Park, I've been Noah Adcock-Howarth. Jackets trying to get out of this three-game losing streak and back into the win column against with Garrett Bauman tomorrow. But tonight, it's an 8-3 win for Charleston on the back of Chris Villeman and a handful of extra base hits. Up and down the bottom of the order was flawless for Charleston. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.